So, just to be clear, because I don't think it was very clear at the last hearing, but using, again, their words, we're really talking about mega yachts. Now, this is an image, again, from their presentation. This was prepared, I'm not sure if it was at the behest of the city, but Yachting Solutions, through their engineers, came up with this, okay? And what you can see, and the angle is a little bit off here, but you're looking from the parking lot in Harbor Park. This is the tip of the town landing. And this right here is what presently exists. If you're familiar, you've got arches somewhere back in here. You've got the pier coming out. There's a little building at the end, and there's some finger floats. This was done this winter, so it doesn't show the floats, any of the floats in the water. But this part here, which extends beyond the field of vision in this particular image, is the wave attenuating pier that they are proposing to build. So from, if you're standing at eye level, according, now this is their image, you're looking out from Harbor Park in the parking lot, and you'll see what exists, but then you're going to have this pier. Now, what's interesting is this does not show...
That's not true.
Well, it may not be true, sir, but this was what was presented at the meeting.
But if you're talking about what's in the pink, that's not in the pink.
All I'm saying is this is what Yachting Solutions presented on February 14th. This was also... It's also in the city manager's page as... the Harbor Park view. Now, I understand that this outer portion may not be...
That's the picture of that.
Okay. Well,
and that's not in the pink. That's all I wanted to show.
Okay, that's fine.
Sure. That's in the pink.
But anyway, okay. But you're going to have essentially a wall.
My boat's tied up in the middle here. I've been there for 17 years.
He's saying that wall that shows up in the photograph
is
that further yellow wall.
Yeah, that's all.
Well, here, but these are images that Yachting Solutions presented not more than 2 weeks ago. Okay, that's the point. You know, now, I don't know how they came up with them.
Fort Rock.
I don't know what they were thinking, but because, again, like at the outset I said, I don't want to be doing anything controversial, so I'm using their own information. If it's not correct, that's not my fault.
Is that the wave attenuating wall, or is that the pier... That's the pier, extended pier, and the wave attenuating wall was beyond it.
That's right. You're right.
That's what I understand, that the attenuating wall is beyond it.
Right. That's the pier which they said is going to be a wave attenuating pier.
Right.
That's the pier that goes straight off of Archer's.
Okay. No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
What is that?
Can you go back to the drawing for a second?
Sure. I think what's being explained here is that this is what those images, and again, they were presented by Yachting Solutions at the last meeting, is what those renditions, those artist renditions are supposed to be displaying. But that's not what they're proposing to do today. They're going to be doing this.
Those are just floating docks.
Floating
docks. In the pink is floating docks.
Okay.
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 Are you sure?
Well, 2 feet off the water, yes. I designed them.
Yeah, if you look at the picture, you can see that the photograph in the photograph with the attenuating wall plugged in, that it goes past the pearl, and the pier in the pink does not go past the pearl.
You know, there were other. What's confusing about this? There were other images that were shown that night, which actually showed the construction of the wave attenuating pier.
That goes almost all the way down to the public.
Let's not get stuck on that because we're not talking.
Yeah, I think we can. You know, I don't want to make it an evening of talking about this, and we can clarify this. And I have some other images in my file that were presented again by Yachting Solutions. But anyway, moving on.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to bring.
You know, there are some concerns about what we know they're doing, and I agree with this gentleman that this is really what they're planning on doing today. And this is conceptual in nature, and again, I don't know if Yachting Solutions has any plans for that beyond what they're saying, but for the time being, at least, this is what we're looking at. Okay? Is that clear to everybody? I know it probably seems a little confusing.
I have a question.
Sure.
Are the pictures that they have presented just what they want to do right now?
No.
The pictures that we just saw, are those what they want to do right now?
Apparently those images, and it wasn't explained that...
Right.
There were other people who were present at that meeting. Mm-hmm. I'm not the only one who was there. But those were put up for display by Mike Sabatini as a part of the presentation of what was going to be done. I think we're all in agreement on that. Okay?
No.
Excuse me.
That's not true.
I think it was not what was going to be done, but what was envisioned. I think they made a point of saying, let's think about what we might do with the harbor, and that's one of the things they came up with. Wave attenuation has been a problem in the harbor mm-hmm. since 1850, mm-hmm. and they were trying to think of something to help that situation.
There are other ways
of doing it.
Okay.
And if I may, and what you're doing is terrific. I did attend the meeting on the 14th, and many people here, I think, did as well. One of the issues that I had with that meeting, which is why I'm here tonight, is we wandered all over the harbor. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know where we were going and where we weren't going and what was on the table and what wasn't on the table and what mm-hmm. was conjecture and wishful thinking okay. and what was possibly going to be mm-hmm. a descriptive plan that was about to start being permitted. Mm-hmm. And the two piers that we've just been discussing in the last few minutes are crucial, I think, for everybody to understand. As Gary Neville here points out, that outer one above the words BIGFUNDED is a 2-foot floating dock. The other one...
Is that just a rendering?
That's not actual. That's not in the pink. Is another piece
rendering.
Altogether.
That's just a rendering?
Yeah. Do you want me to help explain that or not?
You know, what I'm going to do is this, okay? Because this is a public meeting where everybody has an opportunity mm-hmm. to speak. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn the podium over to whoever would like to come up here and explain. And you're certainly welcome to do that. And as I said, you have 5 minutes to do it, which I think is more than enough time. And it would be great to have an explanation, if we can get it, as to what's going on here. But, you know, as I understand it, all they're talking about doing is what's in the big funded portion. That is, I think, in agreement here mm-hmm. among all of us. I think the only thing that is questioned, and again, I'll concede to this gentleman, that this pier, which is not going to be done now, they're not seeking approvals for that. They're only seeking approvals in this area, but this pier is what's shown in those images. And I stand corrected.